everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds located in Irvine, California this time around. And look who is in the virtual studio lounge, Mr. John Genclay from Nimbus. How are you, John?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. I'm having a good time here. We're on day, what, three here now.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
Of course.
So what brings you to Filene this year? I mean, obviously it's in your backyard because you live in Southern California. So other than that, what brought you to Big Bright Minds this time around?
Well, we're interested in Big Bright Minds and the ideas that are here. You know, as a CUSO, we need to drink from the fountain of knowledge too. Oh, yeah. So we're doing that. But we also made a contribution here, Mike. We're doing some research with Filene on what does the next super CUSO need to look like. So that work is underway, and we'll do a readout of that probably in the next 90 days or so.
Okay. But
no, that's our superpower, collaborations through CUSOs, and do we need to take it to the next level now? Of course. And so that's what that research is about, is saying, what does that app look like?
You know,
how we do that together? So we're getting contributions from people from, all over the industry, you know, whether you're in a CUSO or you're running a credit union or some regulators and some lawyers, and we're going to have everybody kind of lean in and talk about what does good look like, you know,
as
a possible roadmap.
Well, what sparked this idea? Now you've piqued my interest. So what sparked this idea? This is a pretty cool thing.
It was some of my thinking and in talking to Mark and his team here. Of course, they're super people to collaborate with.
Yeah.
But just saying, we're watching new CUSOs. Nimbus is a new CUSO, for example, right? That you can make a direct investment into a fintech. And that's a new phenomenon that's happening now on a greater basis, like the Circle Fund and such, right?
Mm-hmm.
And saying, what else is waiting for us? What else do we need to be leaning in and thinking about? Because if CUSOs are about solving problems, you know, and Brian Lauer wrote about that in his book so well, right? Like four things, like we need an ROI, we need growth, you know, we need scale and we need innovation. Now it's innovation at speed. And so what's the modern view of that now? So, and we're learning a lot about it at Nimbus being out there. You know, Mike, I think we visited back in March of this year when the CUSO was launched. And so during this time, let's see, I've met with over 50 leadership teams.
Good grief.
Talking about we do at Nimbus, but also talking about what do you need, right? Because part of Nimbus's mission is just to help you grow. And we have three ways that we're helping people do that. But maybe there's a fourth one that we need to be paying attention to. So being very, as we're learning here at Big Bright Minds, being entrepreneurial or intrapreneurs, you know, about how do we do that and how CUSOs can help with that. So that's kind of where the energy is.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of energy. So what do you want to take away from Big Bright Minds? Obviously you're there to kind of spread the word about Nimbus and all the great things that you guys are doing. So what do you want to take back to the Nimbus CUSO offices on Monday morning?
Well, you know, continue to listen. So of course there's the learning that happens here and we're able to share the three ways that we help credit unions grow, but also too, to listen about saying, what are the business problems that are out there?
Mm-hmm.
And our unique capabilities, Mike, often can solve those. And I describe our capabilities as we've got a technology stack, and that's a great core online banking mobile. But what makes us unique is we have a great capability stack. We have a call center, we have compliance, we have lawyers, we have, you know, we operate like a regulated entity.
Yeah.
So if you think about those two stacks of capabilities, you can put those together in unique ways to solve problems. And so think about all of our capabilities, like big little Lego pieces, right? A little bit of technology, a little bit of capabilities, and we've solved a business problem. So that's what we're doing here, is talking to a lot of peers about, hey, forget about kind of, you know, just our set solutions, which everybody knows about, like bank in a box. But to do bank in a box, you have to have these capabilities. So now let's reframe your business problem. Let's think about using these Lego pieces or these capabilities to solve them. And so that's where, you know, we've grown from 1, 2, 3, now probably 4 solutions that are coming from Nimbus to solve problems.
Yeah, I see you guys in the news a lot. So you guys are shaking it up big time. So
that's going to change. So naturally, like everybody, we need to get the word out about what we're doing. But, you know, more and more you see we're featuring the success of our clients being out there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a credit union and they're really exciting to see things that are happening. You know, for Vistar, we just launched their brand new online banking platform and it's stellar, you know, the way they put it together and the collaboration. So
right on.
More and more, that's what the headlines will be. It'll be about our clients.
Good stuff. Well, that's the stuff that needs to be talked about. So from the credit union perspective, that's what people really want out there. So, hey, what are some things from the Big Bright Minds that have stood out for you so far? Because like you said, we're in day 2.5, 3. So what has stood out for you? Any nuggets that you're going to, that have stuck with you?
just, I call them rifle shots. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know as much zest capabilities on AI and how they can really improve your lending decisions. So there's meeting some of our partners here in the ecosystem that are technology companies that, you know, we can augment our solutions with. So, you know, on a very selfish basis, you know, I'm looking at those kind of business partners who are here. But then also just meeting with, you know, the system partners that are above that, some of the fellows that are here and sharing, you know, research on, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, what that really means, what's working, what's not.
Yeah.
You know, and my big takeaway from that session was if you don't have a strategy, you'll never get there.
It's game over. Right.
Measure it and have goals. But, you know, and the translation from if you have all three pieces, strategy, goals, and tactics, that the outcomes, the financial outcomes and performance of those organizations we now know is so much higher. So that would be a takeaway. It's good to see that what we think are good activities and strategies actually do bear out in performance.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of Quinetta Robertson's keynote this morning, and she talked about the bundles, and, you know, whoever uses all three of these really outperforms the others. If you use two, you do okay. If you use one, you're all right. But man, if you put all three together, you're really off to the races. So I thought that was a really cool, at least for me, that was a really good takeaway.
You know what another one, Mike, was a thing about credit unions is being organizations that help communities thrive. I'm framing it wrong, but that was the gist. We know that. And I was sitting there thinking, boy, if I was still a sitting CEO at a credit union, I would think like the Peace Corps. I would send one of my employees there to work for a year in some of those projects, right?
That's a great idea.
Level of service and those things. Thinking, hey, there's another way that we can have an impact. So, yeah, no shortage of ideas.
I know.
It's a great thing.
Well, look where you are. You're like in the center of idea land there at Big Bright Minds. I mean, there's so many ideas flying around there, I could imagine. And even with the i3ers there, I mean, gosh, how inspiring is that to see their ideas?
Very much. You can see the next generations here. And they're a third of the folks that are here. So it's not like we have one or two, you know, i3ers. I mean, there's a real concentration.
There's a bunch. Yeah.
Bodes well for us in the future.
Oh, completely, completely. Last question for you. And I'm asking everybody this. How does it feel to be back in person with people again? And because for a lot of people, this might be their first conference in a year and a half or 2 years in person. So what's the vibe there, and how's that feeling?
I would say good, but I have to qualify it.
Okay.
So I have been out naturally because of my role and been at different conferences or trying to move into this awkward space if we're in person, but we're virtual. But I tell you, Mark and team here have nailed it. And I think this is the model for if you're going to do this is how it should be done.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think this is the new model going forward. For example, this morning I had to take a call and I couldn't get here right at 8 o'clock for the start time. I just dialed in remotely and I listened to the opening comments as I was coming in, had walked with my phone all the way to the conference room and turned it off and participated in person. So I could actually be anywhere and be participating.
This. Talk about a seamless experience, handing it off from virtual to reality. Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Oh, thanks for mentioning that. That's really cool. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back to doing what you do best and making changes and mixing it up. So we appreciate the time as always. Any final words, John? Anything you want to leave us with?
Lean into growth, right? We're going to have to take some risk. We're going to have to take some chances into it. But as one of my peers said here, it's the learning that you really want. That's the first return on investment when you lean in and take risk is you get the learning and you're changing how your organization faces the future. And then later will come the ROI and the impact for the members and those things. But the first return is the learning and, you know, Big Bright Minds, that's what we're doing here. So, yeah. As always, Mike, good to talk with you. Thanks for making time for me.
Oh, my gosh. Likewise. Yeah, thank you, because I know how busy you are these days. So it's always a pleasure, always an education, and a lot of fun, too. So thank you so much, John. Appreciate the time, as always. Well done.
For now.